Welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of the Innovation Muse, a podcast dedicated to educating and inspiring you become a more powerful innovator. I'm Ankush Chopra, your host. Welcome back to our third season. This season is titled Lessons from Management Research. In this season, we aim to bring some of the most interesting research on strategy and innovation and make it applicable for business managers. In this episode, we will discuss a critical innovation type known as minor innovations. We will learn what research says about minor innovations and how managers can use the lessons of this research. Did you know that small innovations are critical elements of total innovation landscape, but most people rarely talk about them? When we think about innovations, we often think about major innovations. You know, something like an electric car like Tesla versus the old internal combustion engine car. Something transformational like an e-book versus a physical book. This is because we tend to remember and focus on the spectacular more than on the mundane. Over the life cycle of an industry, incremental innovations play a major role in the destiny of firms. Such innovations create and reinforce an order in an industry, in an organization, and in the world at large. Imagine what would happen if there was a major innovation in every industry every year. What would happen if there was a major innovation in the cell phone industry every year? One year, it's a smartphone. The following year, it's a phone in your goggles. And the following year, it's a phone that you can just install in your ear, and so on and so forth. Can you imagine what would happen if this were true? First, no firm would be able to survive too many such cycles of major innovations. So the industry would keep changing, but it would also have an impact on the society. As companies take birth and die at rapid pace, people would lose jobs and need significant retraining on a regular basis. It would affect the social fabric and lead to a different kind of world. That is how important minor innovations are. They are responsible for our progress, but with a large element of stability. Given the importance of minor innovations, what does research literature say about such innovations? Let's find out in the next segment. Thousands of researchers in the field of management have studied innovation from many different angles. There are thousands of research papers on innovation. When you go through the innovation literature in the field of strategy, organization theory, economics, and sociology, a very strange pattern seems to emerge. Most scholars have focused on large innovations rather than incremental ones. In fact, what we learn about incremental innovation is because scholars juxtaposed many major kinds of innovations with the small ones. Let me share a few findings about incremental innovations from research. Instead of talking about every paper these findings came from, I will be adding the citations of some of the major papers in the show notes. If you're keen to read these papers, you can use the citations to find your way. So the first major finding is that incremental innovations do not involve a step change in the output or the performance of a product or service. Instead, they involve small or minor changes in product performance. For example, a slightly better or a cheaper incandescent light bulb. A light bulb that improves on its life from, say, 1,000 hours to 1,200 hours. That's a minor tweak a minor change in the performance of the product. Second, incremental innovations are also non-radical in nature. The term radical, when used for innovation, stands for how different is the knowledge base involved in an innovation. Incremental innovations mean that the innovations used most of the earlier knowledge base. For example, an 18-megapixel camera uses the same knowledge base as a 15-megapixel camera does. It uses the same CMOS technology in both the cases. The knowledge required to understand and use the technology is pretty much the same. But the same digital camera uses a radically different knowledge base compared to the film cameras. So most of the innovations basically come from the same knowledge base as their predecessor products were. Third finding is that industries go through short periods of massive innovations between long periods of small incremental innovations. Consider the photography industry. Innovations there involved improvement of the film roll for over 90 years before a massive discontinuity of digital imaging arrived. In the beginning of any industry, it is a major innovation that rules the roost. But very soon after that, incremental innovations become the norm. If you look at a newly formed industry like wearable body monitoring devices, you can see this pattern. Initially, the health monitoring devices was a major innovation. Many companies tried different ways of capturing this market. Some with a wristband-based device, others with an armband, some with belt clippers, and some with even headbands. But now, companies are competing with each other on small and minor innovations. They are making newer features and better body monitoring as the basis of innovation. Until the next major discontinuity arises, incremental innovations will be the norm in this industry. Fourth, such innovations tend to reinforce the capabilities of the incumbent firms. Take an example of Gillette in the blades and razor industry. If you look back at the history of Gillette, you will realize they started with a safety razor and then improved it to twin blade razor and then to three and now to five blades. Although this happened due to new knowledge created by science and R&D, the overall body of knowledge used for these innovations was more or less the same. Due to this similarity, the knowledge deepening took place in Gillette. This resulted in deeper capabilities of the firm. As a result, Gillette created massive technological distance versus any new entrant in the industry. And this distance leads to an entry barrier in the industry and thus provides a source of competitive advantage to the firm. Another finding in the literature is that when incumbent firms face a major innovation, they come under increasing threats of failure. But when innovations are minor or non-radical and non-disruptive, then firms do not fail. While this was the received wisdom for a long time, scholars eventually discovered that incremental innovations can also lead to disruption. This may appear surprising to you, but this is a very common phenomenon across many different industries. Consider how Google took a massive share of smartphone industry and became a dominant player there. It was not that the Android platform and Android phones were a major innovation. It was through incremental improvement and massive commercial effort by dozens of companies that Android became a dominant platform in smartphones. How can you benefit from the research insights I shared with you in the previous segment? Here are a few ways you can use these findings. The first lesson is that you should not underestimate the power of incremental innovations. It is the bread and butter of your business. Many managers value radical and big innovations because such innovations promise big returns. They appear spectacular. These managers underestimate the cumulative returns from minor innovations. The other reason for not underestimating the power of minor innovations is that sustained failure in minor innovations can lead to disruption of your business too. In fact, you don't need to bet the farm to win in the long run. Look at companies such as Procter & Gamble, who have built a massive position across many categories with the help of just minor innovations. Similarly, Walmart built a strong position with improvements in its logistics over a long period of time. Yes, both these companies are facing some massive challenges due to rapidly changing nature of knowledge base needed to compete in their businesses, but these challenges have arisen only after decades of calm. As they did well in minor innovations, they continued to succeed, thrive, and survive. Had they failed in minor innovations, they would not have lived to fight the big battles they are now fighting. If Apple stops improving its iPhone, very soon it will be definitely driven out of the market due to continuous minor innovations by other firms. Some of you may be wondering, why would a firm fail to innovate in small ways? Isn't it a really simple thing? The short answer is that there are several barriers that prevent firms from innovating in not only big ways, but also in small ways. I have talked about these barriers in great detail in episodes 4, 5, and 6 of season 1. If you're interested in knowing more, you can go back and check some of those episodes. The second actionable step from this research is that since incremental innovations are so important for your business, they should be an essential part of your portfolio. As a result, you need to keep a close eye on how well you are doing on incremental and minor innovations. You can track the percentage of your revenues coming from incremental innovations versus major innovations. You can track what percentage of your pipeline focuses on incremental versus major or radical innovations. The third lesson is that you need to closely track the life cycle stage of your industry. In the early stages of an industry's life cycle, large-scale major innovations help companies succeed. But in later stages of an industry's life cycle, the incremental innovations become most critical. If you are in a later stage of an industry's life cycle, it is imperative for you to keep a strong focus on your incremental innovations. In short, you need to match the innovation effort with the life cycle stage of your industry. And finally, given the importance of incremental innovations for every company across every industry, it is incumbent upon you to have a robust innovation management system. Such a system will help you build and sustain capabilities that will become the foundation of large-scale minor innovations for years to come. If you don't have an innovation management system in place, your innovation effectiveness may suffer. In fact, I have just completed a major research project involving over 100 firms across the US and Europe around innovation management systems these firms follow. It is unfortunate that many of the firms had poor innovation management systems, due to which their innovation effectiveness was, let's say, somewhat spotty. We are in the process of writing a white paper based on this research. If you sign up for our newsletter, you will be among the first to know when that white paper is ready for distribution. Thank you. Stepping back, the key actionable lessons from this episode on incremental innovations are as follows. Number one, do not underestimate small innovations. They are not only the bread and butter of the innovation landscape, they can also lead to disruption of firms. Number two, track your innovation portfolio, but especially track your incremental innovations closely. Number three, match your incremental innovation effect with the industry lifecycle stage. And finally, build a robust innovation management system. This was all that I had for you in this episode. I'm signing off now, and I'll see you next week with a new episode of the Innovation Muse podcast. Bye for now.